Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanice. How may I help you?
Okay, so I noticed this company with this phone number called Achieve Electronic keeps taking money out of my account.
Well, ma'am, I am a third-party customer service representative, and we serve several parts with different companies. If you can provide me with your zip code, I can try pulling up your account to see what you was charged for.
18210.
Okay, thank you, and may you also please provide me with your first and last name.
Kathleen Stevens, and that's S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S.
Alrighty, thank you so much for providing me with your first and last name, and may you also verify your shipping address.
96 Mountain Road, Albrightsville, Pennsylvania, 18210.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying your shipping address. Give me one moment while I wait on your account to load up for me so I can review the charges on the account.
Okay.
I am still here with you, ma'am. Give me one moment. I'm waiting on your account to load up for me.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So I see here that, give me one second. I'm waiting on the date to load up for me. Okay, so it looks like here that you enter into a contest to try to win a kitchen aid. Are you familiar
okay.
with
that? Yeah, which I never received.
Yes, ma'am. So it's a contest. It's not guaranteed. It's like a one out of a thousand of a chance of winning. And then once you're, well, when you enrolled in, into a membership, it gives you the chance to win the KitchenAid, so that's why you're paying monthly on it to get
a
chance to win.
No, I did not sign up for a continual chance to win. It was a one-time deal. It did not offer me any membership. It was a one-time deal.
Well,
this
before
better be
you...
stopped, and I want the company's name that this is too, because I'm not doing it.
Well, ma'am,
like
so the terms and conditions are at the bottom of the page when you put in your shipping information in, the terms and conditions, but I can go ahead and make a cancellation for you on your account. Give me one moment.
I want a refund.
Okay, so as far as with the refund, I only can offer you 35% from the $56.95 only because it is a valid charge, and the terms and conditions was on the
charge. You've been taking it out for 6 months.
That's because you didn't cancel within the 48-hour range when you entered into the contest, and that's why you was enrolled into the membership.
Well, just give me my refund. Give me my refund, please.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am, while I process the cancellation, and I can go ahead and offer you the 35% from the original price. Give me one second.
Yeah, that's not much, $56, 35%.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but it really does sound like you may have overlooked terms and conditions.
Yes, ma'am, but it won't.
No, it's just another way for you guys to screw over customers. I bet you this happens to a lot of other customers who did that.
Ma'am, I do apologize for the inconvenience. Give me one moment. I can go ahead and process the cancellation for you. Again, ma'am, the terms and conditions were at the bottom of the page before you put in your shipping and handling.
You've said that several times. I'm done with that.
Okay, ma'am.
Give me my refund. Cancel the account.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am.
Are you still on the line with me?
Yes, ma'am. I am still here with you. Give me one second, ma'am. I'm still in the process of processing the cancellation for you.
Can I have your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Shanice.
Spell that?
Shanice.
Yes, ma'am. Maybe you should try again.
And do you have a RFID number?
No, ma'am, I do not.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me one moment. Hello, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So I was able to process that refund amount for you for the $56.95 for 30% off the original price. So you will be receiving $19.93 back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Also, I saw another charge for November the 19th, and I also refunded you that amount of the same as $19.93. Also,
thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Also, I can
go ahead. Okay, and it's canceled and I won't be charged anymore?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. I can provide you with a cancellation number, so from this day forward, you will no longer be charged.
Wait a minute here. Where did my paper go? All right, give me a minute here. All right, so what's the cancellation number?
Okay, so the cancellation number is capitalized C as in cat, C 263-411-446.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day and be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.